is it too late to praise this phenomenal book entitled Once Upon a Broken Heart? Perhaps. But is it okay to do it now? Absolutely. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and a passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. Before I start talking about today's featured book, I want to mention one thing. I bought it a while ago, maybe a year ago, but I didn't read it until last week because, well, I'm not really sure why. It was probably because until last Monday, I hadn't been in the mood for a story with fairy tale vibes. What I can tell you is that from the moment I started reading, I haven't been able to stop thinking about the main characters, and I'm still amazed that it took so long for the package to arrive. How far will Evangeline Fox go to fulfill her lifelong fantasy of a fairy tale ending? Evangeline is an incurable romantic. At least she was until she learned that Luke, the man of her dreams, is getting married to someone close to her. Too close. Evangeline wants to impede the wedding, but it will cost her dearly. She will have to come to an agreement with the charming yet pretentious Prince of Hearts, who he is as charming as he is cruel. The girl must give 3 kisses to whoever he will decide, always according to his convenience. However, as soon as she delivers the first kiss, Evangeline knows she has entered a perilous and evil game. The Prince of Hearts has plans that would make her happily ever after become a tragic event. Once Upon a Broken Heart by Stephanie Garber deserves all the hype it has received and hopefully will continue to receive for a long time. As I mentioned in the introduction, this book has fairy tale vibes, but why did I say that? Well, it was because almost from the beginning you start to notice that the author has delineated this novel as if it takes place inside a dream. It's not the typical fantasy, or better to say romanticy, but in this case the atmosphere of the story is reminiscent of Alice in Wonderland. I really enjoyed the slow burn between the two main characters and the plot itself, but probably what captured my heart the most were the children's fairy tale vibes that bring back wonderful memories of my childhood. Plot twists and cliffhangers abound in this brilliantly unique narrative, leaving you wanting more. Is there anything better you could ask for? Before I say goodbye, I would like to remind you that on my YouTube channel, I talk about books in more detail. And if you are interested in learning a little more about them, you will find the link to my channel in the description box below. As usual, I'll see you next time.